At the end of the Suda, for the third cup, then by Piagofen, you drink it reclining, do not make a bracha chreining, because you do that only after the fourth cup. You're not allowed to drink wine in between the third and fourth kois, because you may get drunk before you finish the halal, and also it's because it looks like you're adding extra kreises. And Mr. Bu brings that place can say any alcoholic beverage is also at this point of time, but if it's just a drink that wants some water, that's acceptable. It says that doesn't have to drink the whole third cup in one shot. You can split up over a period of time. Shabru says if it's a very big cup, you shouldn't drink the whole thing also, because you're going to get drunk. If you're drinking one cup and multiple times until you finish it off, that's acceptable. It's considered one drinking. I forgot this time, even though there was a hefsek between the beginning of your drinking and the end. Says in the mitzvah, once you try to have mezumin for benching, and it also helps for halal, then when you say hoidu, one can say it and two can answer him. Says the Ramah, head of the household says hoidu, and halal, he says hoidu, and ona, and they answer after him. But if he wants to give a cotton to do it, then he can. The person could be part of the three people that are saying halal, even though he was not there for the Suda. Says the Ramah, Nogub Shabbat Bais Mavavir Zamazan Bel Pesach. Shenema Tev Ayin Hu Yivoyach. Amigo Tev Ayin Shoma Kol Dichon Yesiv Yechel. Since the Bal Bais invited all the poor people in the beginning of the Suda, he's considered a person has a good eye, he looks at people in a good fashion, and therefore he's entitled to be Mazam the Birch Zamazan.